Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a development in the Georgia Senate race, which I find very sad. On the surface, it's absurd, but there's a fundamental sadness to it. You know, Raphael Warnock, our senator, who just got elected, has to run again because he was only running for a two-year term. Finish out a guy who didn't finish his term, but he's running for a six-year term now, and they're having a hard time coming up with anybody against him because Raphael Warnock's doing a very good job, very popular around the state, and it's not obvious who they can come up with. They have a couple of, you know, real weirdos, and, you know, they're not going anywhere. Donald Trump just came out and said he's spoken to Herschel Walker, famous football player, and Herschel Walker is going to run for that seat. Now, here's the deal. I like Herschel Walker a lot. Herschel Walker is the greatest running back that has ever come out of Georgia, one of the greats in college running backs and frankly, the pros. But here's a very sad thing about him. He has announced that he suffers from multiple personality disorder, mental illness, which is now called dissociative identity disorder. His wife sued him for a temporary restraining order for holding a gun to her head, and he has admitted he plays Russian roulette. Russian roulette is where you say you have six, you put one bullet in the chamber and you spin it and pull. Very, very popular in Russia in the 19th century in Dostoevsky's novels. The university kids would get drunk and do it, and one out of six would kill himself doing it. You do not want a guy in the Senate who plays Russian roulette. You do not want a guy in the Senate who's mentally ill. We already have plenty of them in the Republican caucus. And we do not want a guy in the Senate who holds a gun to his wife's head. I say that this without any pleasure. Herschel Walker was a great runner, thought very highly of him, and I still do. But he has issues, and those issues should not be taken to the United States Senate. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Hey, I want to dovetail what you were talking about with Herschel Walker. I agree. Greatest running back, and I love sports as much as anybody. I mean, it was sad to watch Giannis go down last night, but let's move back on topic. The far right picks on people like that. They pick on people. They look for the vulnerable, the ignorant, the stupid, and the criminal, and they draw them in, and they get them in to do their, you know, propaganda speech. One thing that's going to be very interesting, going to be inspiring, I think, for us that care about the Constitution, is Nancy Pelosi has really put her cards on the table. And the Republicans are squirming because she says, come on, serve with us as we prosecute the criminals, or investigate the criminals, I should say. This is going to be a real come-to-Jesus meeting for the Republicans because they can do one of two things. They can run away. Well, that's pretty obvious. Or they can lie. That's pretty obvious. Or, as I'm going to say to my Republican friends, when is Fox going to carry on this investigation so we can learn more about it? Well, Fox.
Right. Excellent points. And let me tell you something, Bill. This is you hit the nail on the head. First of all, with regard to the Republicans and exploiting people, Herschel Walker is a good guy. He's a fine man. He also has a mental illness. For Trump and the rest to butter him up just to use his name because he's famous and go, yeah, we'll put you on the ballot. And you know what they're not telling him, he's an African-American guy running against Raphael Warnock. So they think that solves that. And they are not warning him that you can't run for the United States Senate after you've had public disclosures of mental illness, playing Russian roulette, and holding a gun to your wife's head. You cannot run for the Senate. If you do, he's going to be eviscerated. And it's going to be more in sorrow than in anger. I mean, it's going to be people, and it won't even be the Democrats. You know, it's going to be, you know, talk show hosts. I mean, they're going to talk about it. The news is going to talk about it. And poor Herschel Walker is going to get publicity that he doesn't need. He is a fine guy. He was a great football player. But you're right. What they do is they coax these people. They stroke them. Big thing. You know, Trump wants me to run for the Senate for a month or so. I'm a big man. And suddenly people start pitying him and talking about the stuff with him. And it's a sad thing, sad thing. But the real thing that you hit, I think, too, that I got to emphasize is what Nancy Pelosi has done with the January 6th commission. She didn't do it because she wants to. There should have been a bipartisan commission voted by Congress, and it passed the House with 35 Republican votes. And in the Senate, it had 7 or 8 Republican votes with 50 Democrats. So it had 57 or 8 votes, but it needed 60 because of the filibuster. Moscow Mitch threatened them, and now they say it's not bipartisan. It absolutely is bipartisan. 35 Republicans in the House, 7 or 8. The reason I say 7 or 8, 7 signed on and the 8 said he probably would. 7 or 8 in the Senate. What do you think is bipartisan? You want 100%? So she's going ahead and doing it. 13 people, 8 Democrats, 5 Republicans. She has said that she is going to appoint one of her 8 as a Republican. So there will be 7 Democrats and 6 Republicans. Now here's the word, Bill, and you're probably aware of this. Here's the word. You know who's already volunteered? Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz. And people are afraid that what's going to happen is Kevin McCarthy is going to appoint them, Lauren Boebert, Mo Brooks of Alabama, you know, Gosar of Arizona, Gomer of Texas, Nunez, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. They're called chaos representatives. He may appoint 5 chaos representatives. He'll sit there and shout and interrupt and have to be carried out and make it a circus. Fortunately, Nancy Pelosi is a very crafty old fox. And she has put in a provision is that she will appoint the Republicans in consultation with McCarthy. So there'll be Republicans. What she wants is mainstream Republicans that didn't vote against certifying the election. Remember, 2/3 of the Republican caucus voted to overturn the November 3rd election. She'd like representatives from the 1/3, but I think she'll take them where she can get them. But she ain't taking Marjorie Taylor Greene. She ain't taking Matt Gaetz. She ain't taking Lauren Boebert, Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, Gomer, Gossert, Mo Brooks, and Nunez. Sick people. She's not going to take them. Some of them, like Lauren Boebert, has been accused of giving a tour, quote, tour, end quote, to, quote, tourists, end quote, the day before, showing them the offices and then tweeting out Nancy Pelosi has left the chamber. So don't look for her here. See what I'm saying? You can't have somebody like that who may be subpoenaed for being complicit. So I think ultimately what's going to have to happen is Nancy Pelosi is going to have to talk to the Republicans directly, to Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, and the others, say, would you be willing to serve? Liz Cheney gave an interview last night saying she hopes that Kevin McCarthy is subpoenaed to testify. She said she hopes he doesn't need a subpoena, just do it. So if she would do it, and somebody like Adam Kinzinger would do it, and Peter Meyer of Michigan would do it, that would be outstanding. That's what you want. But Katko of New York said he won't, and he was the guy, the chair, who worked with Benny Hill, our guy, to do the bipartisan thing in the first place. But he said, nah, I can't do it, and Kevin McCarthy may threaten these guys. So stand by. I think what you do is she appoints 5 if Kevin McCarthy won't, and then you put cardboard cutouts of them in their chairs and go ahead. Bill, thanks for calling in. Great point. Coming to the end of the show, you got some great programming coming up. You got some great Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Tom and Crute, Devil's Advocate with Tom and Crute, and Earl Ingram, my good friend Earl Ingram. His show is a terrific show. On weekends, on Saturday, of course, you have great programming. And the cleanup hitter, Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box Mike thinks outside the pizza box, which is extremely important. Very few people do it. Got to listen to the show. It's a great show. Matt Flynn Direct. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for now.